Armadoxy for today, Young Sin, Day 15 of Lent. The parable of the prodigal son is what we are examining this week, and we begin with the younger brother, the one identified as the prodigal. According to the parable, Jesus says the younger brother desired a different life than the one he was living. Entertaining thoughts of different or better lifestyles is fairly common. When desire motivates us, we ask, why shouldn't I have better things in life? In this boy's case, he had the means, his father had the resources, so why not take advantage of the situation and go for it all? What then is the sin of the younger son? He is driven by his passions and the energy that comes with youth, and perhaps a little bit of impatience. He seizes the opportunity and takes what he can. So where's the sin? Taking what is given to you is not a sin. That is your gift. It belongs to you. The sin is squandering that gift. The sin is taking your gift and abusing it. God has given every one of us talents. He has given us life itself. Indeed, the breath we breathe is a gift, as is the smile on your face, your ability to hug, and passion to reach out. Much like the prodigal son, we squander what is given us in a reckless and sometimes abusive manner. We consume our lives with minutiae, and we therefore abandon quality. God has given us a smile that would light up a room, and we cover it up. We are ashamed to show our goodness. He has given us the ability to talk, and instead, we keep our mouths closed. And if we do open it, it's filled with idle conversation and gossip. He has given us hands to hold, to lift up, and help others. Instead, we tie down our hands. We refuse to help those in need. He's given us feet to walk in paths of righteousness, places that lead to justice, and instead, we take our bodies to dismal hangouts. So the act of charity for today is to inventory the gifts that have been given to you. Make a list of those talents and put a check mark on the talents you use. Put a zero on those you do not, and an X on those talents which you abuse. Look at your list. Are you respecting that gift, or are you squandering it? Fast today from making quick decisions. Instead, contemplate your interaction with your talents. Today's Lenten meal is called Sunumo. It's a cucumber salad, and you'll find the recipe in today's show notes. We pray from St. Gregory of Nottingham. I have sinned against the talents of your incomprehensible gifts. Incessantly have I sinned. But if you, Lord Jesus, reach out to me in loving kindness as I suffocate with sighs of pain, then, as the scriptures promised, your cure will cleanse away the greatest sins. And through your boundless kindness, I will be joined to you with your image of light re-imprinted upon my soul, atoned and re-established in your salvation. I will reach the immortal life of the virtuous and give glory forever to you with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.